Nabil, episode 25. You've now got an episode for every hour of the day and one more.
Yes, exactly. That bonus hour. It's for when the clocks go forward.
Oh, that is a good one. That
Thank
is
you,
good.
thank you. Always thinking, always on my toes.
Lee, do you know what I'm doing right now?
Well, I'm not legally allowed to say.
No, it's legal. It's fine.
All right, recording a podcast.
And I'm doing something else. I'm multitasking today.
Multitasking.
I'm not sure this will work, but I am.
Are you knitting?
I am doing some sort of arts and crafts.
Oh, painting.
Yes, I'm doing a painting.
What are you painting?
I'm painting you.
Oh dear Lord. How,
So I'll send you. I want live reactions through the episode. So I'll send you the initial blank canvas. So I painted it gold,
Well, yeah, that's understandable. It is me.
and then now I've just done the outline of your face. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm just sending that through on Facebook. So if you
Yep.
want to look at the,
Gold.
it should be sent now.
That's
Oh
gold.
wait, photo's just sending,
Oh.
and now.
Oh dear. I haven't got a wonky nose and I'm not Asian.
No, I haven't done your eyes yet. I've just done the eyebrows. I thought it was quite good. Are you not a fan?
Keep going, we'll see what happens.
I've got a question. So I might have a bit of space to the right of the canvas. What do you want next to you?
Ooh.
Keep it simple, because bearing in mind, I'm not the best artist.
Okay.
And listeners, by the way, I will tweet the finished product so you guys can all see. Or I might tweet there how it was made, so the stages.
All the stages. Next to me, keep it simple. Just something nice that reflects my personality.
A moon.
A chessboard wearing a crown. I think that.
That's too hard. Keep it simple. Like a tree. Do you want a tree?
What sort of tree?
To show that there's many layers to you.
Yeah, there is many layers. Draw an onion next to me.
And lots of rings.
Draw an onion.
Onion, okay. I might be able to do an onion. I could try and do a microphone next to your face, and it could be like because obviously our listeners, we don't mention this enough, but we are actually in different towns. So I'm in Cheltenham and Lee's in Mansfield, and we're recording right now.
Yeah, exactly. That's what's
So
happening.
I could pretend what you might be looking like right now, because I can't see
I'll be there with an onion.
you.
Right, okay. Well, I'm quite excited to see what happens with this, Benedict.
Okay, well, I'm going to keep regular updates through the podcast, and if I abandon it, it's because I'm struggling to concentrate on two things, because this might sound sexist, but I'm a man.
Yeah, that does sound sexist, you're right.
How have you been anyway?
I've been all right. How have you been, Ben?
Yeah, good. Went to London on Tuesday. Had a good day.
It seems you're in London every other week.
It does. I'm just on a constant trip.
What did you go to LND for?
Well, my mother was having, she had a meeting, so she
I thought you
said,
were
do you
going to
want to
say an
go?
affair.
Yeah. No, well, I don't know. I don't know what she does at work.
That's
And
fair.
so she
That's
said,
her
do you want to
business.
come along? And so I did. And then, and my sister joined as well. And then we went for the day and then came back.
What did you do in the day?
So I went to see some art galleries, and then I saw a friend of the show, Ellie.
Oh, lovely. How is Ellie?
Ellie's good. She's working at a production company, and I can't remember who she'd seen that day, but someone famous. She saw Hugh Bonneville yesterday.
That is a good person to see.
It is, and they did the post-production sound on a little-known film called Paddington 2. So,
Not heard of it.
shut up.
What's it about?
Can you hear my dabbing? I'm just doing your beard. Paddington 2 is very good.
No, what's it about?
What, Paddington 2?
Yeah.
It's about a bear that gets locked up in prison and then he has to escape.
Is it about a circus?
No?
Oh. Why is the bear locked up then?
Because he gets framed for stealing a book.
Oh no.
Yeah, it meant to be a kid's film.
What book did he steal?
It's a book that gives you the directions to secret treasure.
Rubbish.
Rubbish what, the book or the...
The whole thing. I'm not buying it.
Well, it's got 100% of Washington Tomatoes.
My name's Duncan Benentine and I'm out.
Alright. That leads us nicely on to the Oscar nominations, though. Thoughts?
I really like Sally Hawkins. Don't you?
Yeah, I do. She's in that film you've just slagged off.
Made in Dagenham.
Shut up. Paddington 2.
Paddington 2?
Yeah, she's in it.
I've never heard of it. What's that?
Shut up. We're not doing this all episode.
Yeah, we are. What's that?
Got a little riff on Daniel Day-Lewis.
Go on then. Is it about his life? Has he done his last film yet or what? Because he's retiring.
So he's just done his last film and he's about to... So this is like his retirement film.
Yeah.
And so he only does like a film every like 4 years, maybe less than that. And every single one that he's done, I think, has been nominated and he's won an Oscar for it.
Every film he's done, he's won an Oscar for it.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
That can't be right, surely.
He's won Best Actor, I think, 3 or 4 times, yeah.
Well, he's done more than 3 or 4 films.
I don't think he has. He's really not done many.
He's done loads of films.
No, he's done loads of stage work.
And films.
Anyway, my thing is...
Sorry, but don't make claims Google like that, and that.
Do you want me to Google?
Yeah, he's done
Daniel
a lot of films.
Day...
I mean, I've not seen Lewis. Many of them. Gangs of New York was very good.
He's a method actor, despite his traditional training at Bristol Old Vic. Oh, he was nominated for every single film.
Oh, nominated. All right, I'll let you have that.
And he's won it 3 times.
Yeah, because he's been in a lot more films than 3, mate. Come on.
He's 60.
Was he in Paddington 2?
Paddington 2.
Oh, okay. I think he could play a good bear.
Fuck's sake, why do you keep going on about fucking Paddington 2?
I've just never heard of it.
Are you drunk?
No, I've just never heard of it.
I mentioned it a few weeks ago. I loved it.
You loved it?
Yeah, I loved it. Oh. Great time had by all.
Okay.
5 stars.
Nice. So, back to the Oscars and Sally
Hawkins. Danny Day-Lewis. So this is his last film, and he's got an Oscar nomination for it. But, so, he
is
hasn't
it,
done
is
that
it
many
just
films.
A bumlicky thing, though? Like, oh, it's his yeah, last kind of, film, but... we've got to give him one.
So
for me,
he's
that's
so
a reason not
though.
To give him one. Fuck him.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Excuse my language, Your Honour.
But he's so pretentious because he's like done method acting and for every single film, so he lives as the person that he's about to play for 6 months.
Yeah.
And years ago, so like in 2000, he spent 3 years. He quit acting and moved to Italy to become a shoemaker, and basically was like, "I'm done with acting. This is me now. This is what I do. I make shoes
oh,
in Italy."
Oh God.
Yeah. What a knobhead. And then an
oh,
actor,
it's like
a director.
Master of none.
It is. And then a director went and found him and said, "Do you want to come back? I need you. Acting world needs you. Come back to film." And he went, "I can't leave the shoe business behind." And this guy had to stay with him for like 2 weeks, persuading him to get back into the acting world.
Oh, that's made me feel a bit sick.
What a pretentious knobhead, am I right?
You are right. All this for a role in Paddington 2 or whatever. What is it called?
Shut up. Also, fun fact. So, you know, like a few years ago. So, do you know the film Triple X?
Yeah.
With Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
So, you know, he did the first one and then he didn't do the second one.
I didn't know that because I haven't seen it. But, yeah.
He didn't do the second one because he was worried he was being typecast. His name's fucking Vin Diesel. What did he expect? His surname's got Diesel in the name. And it, you know what the funniest thing is? That's not even his name.
I heard he's playing Robin Williams in the Mrs. Doubtfire reboot, though.
You know what his real name is?
Avril Lavigne.
Mark Sinclair.
Mark Sinclair.
Mark Sinclair would get nominated for an Oscar. Vin Diesel would not.
Yeah, Mark Sinclair. Sinclair's a proper good last name, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
You can see that Sinclair. Name up in lights.
Mark Sinclair is the Phantom.
Mark Sinclair is Paddington 2.
Oh. I had enough fun with that.
Good. What else do you want to talk about the Oscars? Because most of the I looked at them and almost all the films that got nominated were ones I haven't seen.
I mean, yeah, that's the same most years.
But it's because
I make an effort to watch them after they're nominated.
Well, it's because they just nominate, like, half the nominations are films that have come out in the last, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah, and in America only. Like, they don't come to the UK till afterwards.
Yeah, bloody hell.
I saw The Darkest Hour the other day, the Churchill film.
Yeah, what do you think?
It was very good, but I went with my gran, and the funniest thing happened because throughout the film, the date, like the, it's like a clock, and like it will go for like 22nd of May, 23rd of May, and it like rolls down. Yeah. And the last day of the film is the 28th of May, which is my gran's birthday. And it turns out that was when the Dunkirk evacuations happened.
Right.
And I said that at the end of the film when it finished. I turned to my gran and went, oh, wasn't that the last day of the film? Wasn't that your 12th birthday? She goes, yes, it was. But no one remembers Anne's birthday, do they? Yeah, sorry, gran. There was just something slightly bigger happening. Dunkirk.
Don't know if you heard of it.
I just it's like, all right, gran, it's not all about you, babe.
I think I might be a bit drunk, to be fair.
you seem like really weird today.
That's good.
Have you had a drink spiked?
No, I'm drinking some squash, which I've freshly made just before this and only been in contact with my hand.
That's good.
Yeah, no, it is good, isn't it?
Do we have a sponsor today or not?
No, we haven't really done so. Oh, we can have a... let me just look through all the paperwork. I just hate doing all this.
I heard Toast was sponsoring us.
Yeah, oh no, no. They gave us a slogan. Remember, the best way to get a clean arsehole is to get it licked by a dog. And that was sent in by 7up. 7up sponsored this week and sent in that nice little
that's nice.
Yeah, no, it is nice, isn't it?
Advice. I love advice.
I love advice as well, Ben. Have you got any advice for people just now?
Make sure you wash your hands before you eat food because you don't know where your hands have been. When you're not looking, do you know where they are? I don't.
Oh my words. I don't.
Thought provoking. Oh. Are you actually drunk? You're really creeping me out.
That
today.
Just really blew my mind. That's what I was going to say. I think I just left it a bit too long, to be fair. Timing's off.
Lee's drunk. It's Nebbio 25. Deep tune. That's why Robert De Niro left the Baywatch reboot. I mean, it all makes sense now. Well, I mean, that explains why him and Robbie De Niro don't get on.
Yeah,
him and The Rock.
Yeah. But I'm sure Zac Efron was a bit upset because obviously they did that film together, didn't they?
And yeah.
He definitely so shoehorned him.
They thought they had history.
Yeah. Well, he definitely got him the job because he wouldn't have got it if Zac Efron didn't know people. Cause...
No, and Zac Efron does know people.
Yeah, no, he does know people. I heard...
Do you know Zac Efron? I know him.
Yeah, I know him.
He knows people.
Everyone knows him.
Because he knows
McGinnis
people.
Knows him.
Because he knows people.
He does know people. Janet Street Porter, she knows him.
Colleen Nolan.
Colleen Nolan. She knows him.
I really struggle with her name.
Tom Hanks. He doesn't know him.
he doesn't know him. Mark Sinclair knows him,
but
Vin Diesel doesn't.
Yeah.
They're split personality.
Imagine. I'd quite enjoy that if Vin Diesel had a
imagine if Mark Sinclair's like a really clean person that wakes up in the morning and
has a wash.
Is like, yeah, has a wash, wears suits all the time, and then he's like, oh, time to go to set. Vin needs to come out, and he's like, it's Vin, and he just puts a load of like oil over his face, and then like rips off his suit and like puts a vest on. He's like, let's do this. Family. And then Mark Sinclair is no more. Vin is.
I've heard he's Vinny until bedtime.
Vinny until bedtime.
Oh, well, that was lovely. Have you got a feature or something you want to do for us, Benedict?
Yes, I do.
Oh, lovely.
By the way, I'm just painting your hair right now.
Oh, lovely.
So I've got a letter. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah, letter. We haven't had one for a few weeks, so...
It says, Dear Nebiel. That's us.
Yeah, that is.
It's Heather here, Lee's former colleague. do you know what she's going to say, Lee?
I've got no idea.
Does that scare you?
It's putting me on edge a little bit, I'll be honest.
Do you think you've got on well? Or do you think I've gone badly?
Oh, no, we got on well.
Well, let's see if the letter thinks so.
My palms are sweaty. Mum's spaghetti.
Knees weak. I'm glad Lee remembers our time together so fondly.
Oh, lovely.
He truly was a one-of-a-kind colleague, and in many ways he taught me a few things.
Oh.
That's good. That's positive.
Yeah. That is very
Nothing
positive.
Negative there.
No.
And you taught her things. What did you teach her?
I taught her the whole Fresh Prince of Bel-Air rap.
but how to replace it with things about her life.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
is a story all about how my life... Heather's life got flipped, turned upside down. And then how I became the princess of Mansfield, Tesco's.
She was from... I think she was from Kirby, actually, so...
Oh, sorry.
So...
Anyway, the letter continues.
Yeah.
Much like in The Karate Kid, the student became the master, as Lee taught me new ways of placing alcoholic beverages on the shelf.
Sorry, the original ones or the Jackie Chan one?
The original, right. I think she's referring
okay,
to.
Sorry.
Not the Jackie Chan, Jaden Smith one.
Okay, good. I just wanted clarification.
Much like in The Karate Kid, the student became the master, as Lee taught me new ways of placing alcoholic beverages on a shelf, as well as interacting with customers.
Do it with your knob, that's the trick. sorry.
No, Lee. She continues, Lee's way of having one of those familiar faces was truly awe-inspiring, and that's why I've decided to have plastic surgery.
Carry on, Heather, sorry.
My surgeon, Dr. Frame, has promised that he can deliver what I want. A face that people say, do I know you from somewhere? The dream, shall I say. Thoughts on that, Lee?
I know where this is going now.
Where do you think it's going, Lee?
She's got plastic surgery in my face, hasn't she? So, well, just carry on reading. I'm intrigued.
There's not much left. Don't worry.
Good.
She says, wish me luck. My surgery is on Monday. Hope your family is well, Lee, and your dad found the remote. Lots of love. Heather from work.
Aww. So she's,
that was really sweet.
She's getting a facelift to look like me.
No, she's getting plastic surgery. Not to look like you, to have one of those familiar faces.
Like me.
Yeah, I mean, you've got one of those faces that if someone sees you, they go, do I know you from somewhere?
They do that quite a bit.
Yeah, they do. So, did you enjoy that, Lee? Have you got thoughts on that?
I think I gave my thoughts. Yeah, it's lovely of her that she thinks I've got one of those familiar, warm faces. Caring and kind.
That's interesting.
Not to put words in her mouth or anything, but... Off the back of that, do you want me to tell you a quick story that I know you'll very, very, very much enjoy?
Yes, please.
So, obviously, I've got one of those faces that is recognisable quite a lot. And I had an interview the other day, and I sat down, and the first thing the woman said after she shook my hand was, by any chance do you watch Game of Thrones?
And how did you respond, Lee?
I said, oh yeah, I get that a lot. I know who you're going to say. And she said, yeah, well, you really, really do look like Daenerys, to be fair.
And you said, just a sec, let me go get a toy dragon and it really will blow your mind.
No, she obviously said Sam from Game of Thrones. From GOT. And she had it, she just kept laughing at it, and I was saying, well, I'm not that fat. And she's going, it's not about your weight.
It's about your face.
She said that about four times. And then she got other colleagues who were just like, do you watch Game of Thrones? Luckily, there were only two people.
That's the worst.
There was only two people in the office and neither of them watched Game of Thrones. But then she was just
did she
like,
get a picture
right,
up?
Remember this face, because once he's gone, we're going straight on the computer and I'm going to show you what I mean.
That's just rude.
I know.
That's actually mean.
Exactly. Well, she had to give me a job after she was that horrible to me.
Yeah, she did. She also felt really bad, didn't she?
Yeah. Well, not that bad. Even like on the way out, she was just like, bye, Sam.
Bye, Sam. Fucking hell. That's horrible.
Yeah.
That's workplace bullying. You should complain to HR.
I should. That's not a
What's
bad
her
idea.
Name? What does she look like?
She looked like Sarah.
You should have said, well, I'd rather look like Sam than a failed erection.
She looked like Sarah Palin had let herself go after two bad years.
What? Post 2008 election when things were bad.
Yeah. Do you want my poem?
Oh, yeah.
I have written quite...
You've been hyping me up about this for days.
I have written quite a few now, and some of them are really good. This is the very first one I wrote. Are you ready?
Yep, go for it.
Okay. Shirley feasted on the flesh of her victims. Tim, however, was satisfied with a Snickers.
Is that it?
Yeah.
I like that.
There you go.
That's
poems
good.
With
you,
Lee.
I keep going with them. I'm loving this.
Do you want another one?
Yeah, just keep going.
Oh, right, 1 second. I've got the others written on my phone, not in the usual 1 second.
Like a proper poet.
Yeah, well, I don't want to read them all out, just in case I don't come up with any more, but I'll read a couple more out.
Yeah, that's fine, don't worry.
I've got a longer one, and then I've got two short ones I'll read out, and then that's a lot for two. Is that all right?
Yep, go for it.
Okay. Martin had enough, so he muted the once adored Owen Jones on Twitter.
I like how short they are. That's the thing I'm enjoying.
Yeah, the more snapshots they're into someone's life. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I like it.
Good. Toast is best cold, Angela quipped. This is just another reason for Michael to file for a divorce.
That's good.
Thank you. And are you ready? This one is a very us poem.
I could imagine this being in a book with like little drawings next to it.
Yeah, see? I'm an artist, mate.
Or these could be like, you know, funny cards.
Yeah.
That you're like, your nan or your uncle gives to you and is like, huh, isn't that funny?
Yeah, exactly like them.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm tapping into a market there, a new career path opening up.
You're going to be new Hallmark.
Yeah. Anyway, are you ready for the last one? Yeah. This is very us as well, and it's a little bit rude.
Go.
Ruth couldn't believe her eyes. Eamon had deleted Candy Crush after 8 years. She kissed him. They both went to bed. She then tugged him off while he was sleeping and whispered, "Thank you. Sweet dreams, big boy."
What the fuck?
So there's a snapshot into our favourite Ruth and Eamon's life.
They're the power couple I want. They're my president and first lady.
Yeah, exactly. And she's obviously he's obviously deleted Candy Crush now, which I'm very happy about for their relationship.
Okay. I think that the poetry could be a new career path for you.
Yeah, I am actually pleasantly surprised how good they are.
Just going to move this into the light so you can see. I'm going to give you an update on my painting.
Oh, okay, please do.
I'm yet to colour in.
My art to yours. Sorry, carry on.
This is where I'm at.
Oh yeah, you've got just to. I was just sort of waiting for. I wasn't even looking at my phone.
Waiting
sort of
for
just,
magically just, appear.
Oh, this painting in front of me, lovely. Oh.
I mean, do you think it looks like you?
I mean, it looks not like me, but.
I think it looks like you.
It looks like I've got like tight afro hair.
I got a bit of help for your face. Do you know what I googled?
You didn't google Sam, did you?
Sam from Game of Thrones painting. And then I used that as like a rough guide just to get the proportions
very
right. Very rough, obviously, because I needed to change it to look more like you.
Yeah,
I think it looks like you.
Yeah, the onion looks good.
I've surprised myself with that. I've never drawn an onion before.
Yeah, that's very good.
Do you want the onion to be brown on the outside and then pink on the middle?
No, I want it to be red. It's a red onion.
Oh, red onion. Red. Sorry. It's important that you told me that.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, I didn't communicate well enough before. Yeah, it's all right. I don't think it does look like me, but...
Can we get a second opinion? Who do you think will reply? Can I send that... Are your friend Holly? She'll know. Can I send it to her?
Yeah, if you want. I don't know if she'll be busy now or whatever, but...
Oh, no, I'll send it to Ellie. She'll probably be around.
Okay. Are you ready for the book game, Benedict?
I am. So basically we pick a page at random and then read the first line of that page.
Yep.
We both got two different books.
You got it.
Okay, let's do this.
Okay, page 113. 13.
That's just before the photos in my book. Little clue there.
Oh, nice. I've got photos in my... In fact, it's not far from the photos in mine either.
Oh, there we go. I've got a good one. Do you want me to say it?
Okay.
The band had many willing girls throwing themselves at us, but I wasn't interested.
Oh, okay, interesting.
That's interesting. Why wasn't he interested? What was wrong with them?
I decided to climb down. I would take the treatment they were going to dish out. I had to. Oh.
Oh my god.
What do you think's going on there, hey? Right.
I don't know. What is going on there?
Who knows? Right, are you ready for the next one?
Yeah, go for it.
245.
5. Do you want to go with yours?
Yeah, okay. I smashed him in the face, then banged myself up again. I was in trouble.
I seriously have no idea what your book is.
Good.
Back in 1970, Gil Scott-Heron said, "The revolution will not be televised." With all due respect to the great poet-musician, he was wrong!
Oh. Oh. Actually, now he's mentioned Gil Scott-Heron, I actually want to know what the book is.
You don't know what the book is, or you want to read it?
Both, really, but I'll wait to read it until I know what it
is. Are you a big fan of Gil? I am.
I'm not a massive fan, but I've not properly got into him. Everything I've heard, I've very much enjoyed.
That's a good sign.
So for some of it's a bit wank. right, okay. We'll go early on. 47.
47. Oh, 40-10. Do you want to go with yours?
okay. It all sounds so crazy now, but it seemed worth a go. Off I shot, but before I even got to the building, the alarms went off, the cameras were on me, the dogs were barking, and the screws were running. I was in trouble. Why is this? That's two that have ended in "I was in trouble." Fantastic.
Quickening my pace, I waved to my bearded beatnik poet buddy on the corner of 8th Street and smiled at girls who were in between fashion trends.
Oh.
Oh. Intriguing.
So, you're...
I haven't actually read this book. I need to.
So, it's something that you would like, and I'm guessing because it mentioned Gil Scott-Heron, a musician that's sort of famous in the 80s, maybe 70s.
Yeah, you're on the exact right track. It's a musician I like, though.
Is it an autobiography?
Yes, it is.
Were they a solo artist or just in a band?
They're in a band, but now the band's become more about them. List genres.
Is it like
that? Oh, I like.
Right. Okay. So it'll be some. Is it like funk and soul or something, or disco, or
yeah, that sort of disco.
Is it George Clinton?
No.
Bootsy Collins.
Think more mainstream.
Oh. Mainstream.
Probably the biggest disco band.
Nile Rodgers.
Yeah, boy.
Ah, lovely.
I knew you'd get it.
Will you get mine?
Is it an autobiography?
Yeah.
The comedian?
No.
Musician?
Well, it depends your art on comedian. I mean, it does make people
Are
laugh.
They professionally known as a comedian?
No.
Then no. Are they a musician?
No.
Presenter?
No.
Politician?
No.
Can you tell me what their career is?
They're a criminal.
Are they actually?
Yeah.
Oh, is it Charles Manson?
No, you're not far off by that.
Are they British?
Yeah.
Murderer?
No.
To be fair, I don't know many criminals.
Okay, Charles Bronson.
That was going to be my next guess. Yeah. I should have just said it. I'm an idiot.
Oh, you're an idiot. No, it's his autobiography.
Have you read it?
Yeah, it's good. You can... even from that, those short extracts, you can tell that he's not had a ghostwriter, because twice in different parts of the book a sentence ended, "I was in trouble."
It's like there was one book I read, I think it was like Chris Moyle's, and you could the punctuation was so bad you could tell that he'd written it.
Yeah,
like it was one of the him and I read Dave Vitti's book, I don't know why, and you know, Comedy Dave.
Yeah.
And the book was so easy to read that I was like, oh, I could tell he wrote it. I'm not saying he's stupid, but it was the easiest read I've ever... I literally finished it in 3 hours.
Bloody hell.
Yeah. Because it was just like... It was like someone was talking to you. It was that easy to read. That's not exactly a bad thing, but... I wasn't having to think about what he's writing.
Yeah, I get you.
It wasn't like he was using lots of metaphors, was it?
No, no meta, no fours.
Are you for metas or against them? This party is for the metas.
Right, shall we move
on? That's something you get on the MASH report, isn't it?
I haven't watched the... I watched the first episode of MASH Report, and I wasn't a fan when it first came out, the first series. But I watched a clip from this new one, and it was very good. Mm. It was...
Yeah, I've watched a couple of clips, and it does look good, but I still haven't watched it.
It was the bit
I think I maybe need to get in it.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's my new thing.
Maybe that should be our thing. We both get into the MASH report. That would be really cool, wouldn't it?
Shut up, Ben. I watched the one with Rachel Paris, the clip with Rachel Paris.
Yes,
about...
yeah, I know her, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's good, wasn't it?
We've just had a reply from friend of the show, Ellie, and she says, lol, yes, it does look like you.
Okay, fair enough. I'll do Vivid Question now, if that's all right.
Yep, go for it.
How do you feel about the BBC reporting that you were dead?
It wasn't the nicest feeling. Because the thing is, like, I was honoured because the BBC, like, for me, I've achieved a lot. So to be announced on the BBC, like, yeah, I deserve that. But at the same time, still here.
Fair. That was a good answer, Ben. I'm glad you...
I took it seriously.
Yeah, no, you did, and that was good. That's something what we need, I think, just a bit more seriousness.
It can't all be fun and games.
It can't be, because if that we just have fun and games, the world would get killed.
Yeah, I mean, global warming, man.
Yeah, exactly. Donald Trump, man.
Society, tax reform.
Oh, man.
Money. Yeah.
Man. who do you think that was by? Who do you think that was asked to?
Robert Mugabe.
I wish. hi, it's Robert Mugabe here. Just like to say...
Hello, Robert here. Yeah, it wasn't the nicest feeling, but if I'm honest, knowing that I've achieved so much is great. But in the future, do not report that I'm dead when I'm not. That's just disrespectful.
Right, okay. No, it was actually asked to Marquis Smith in his last interview with The Guardian.
Oh, God, now he's actually dead.
Yeah. Which is interesting.
Did you listen, by the way, to Mark Radcliffe announce? Mark Riley announce?
Yeah, I was listening to it live.
Oh, were you? Yeah. What? Because you heard that he died?
Yeah. And I'd listened to like an hour and he hadn't mentioned it until then.
Yeah. Because everyone said, oh, he's not mentioning it. Does he really hate him that much? And then someone said, oh, and then he finally was like, oh, I just needed to confirm it.
Yeah. And then he just played four songs for the last half hour.
Yeah.
And then there was 3 hours of just four songs for the 3 hours.
And then on
after.
Radio 1, there was just four songs.
Yeah. Imagine.
Do you like The Fall?
Yeah, I like The Fall. And
I prefer The Rise.
Pardon?
I prefer The Rise. Tony Blackburn here. I prefer The Rise. Hey!
Why? Do you know what I mean?
Coming up today on Top of the Pops. Because, hey.
I heard the news the other day about two robbers getting caught with a pair of pants on their head. A pair of knickers.
Got his knickers in a twist. So that's what we're talking about today. Text in if you've ever got your knickers in a twist. My wife's texted in. She does. Oh, love. Sort the washing out. Make sure you fold when they're done.
No, seriously for a moment though, because we've had quite a bit of trouble lately. The creases on my trousers have been a bit wrong, so just a quick reminder, love. Thank you. Here's Ron Gilbert. Ron Gilbert? Ron Stewart. There you go.
Is Duran Duran up next?
Lovely stuff. Anyway, I was going off the back of the Mark E. Smith thing with a new feature about Mark E. Smith.
Go on. I'm excited.
Mark E. Smith is famously an arsehole and done loads of mad shit in his life.
Yeah, and that's what everyone's been saying.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I enjoyed last night, just reading through loads and loads of stories.
He once fired his sound engineer for ordering a salad.
Yeah. Well, there's been over 50 lineups of The Fall. That says
50?
Yeah, that says it all, doesn't it?
God, yeah. Because didn't Mark Reilly, basically his whole autobiography was about, or like the half of it was about Mark E. Smith?
Well, yeah, because when he was a kid, The Fall was his favourite band. And then the first time a couple of members left, he joined them because he became a roadie for them. And then he just joined the band and then quit after about 4 years. So, yeah, I've wrote down two of his famous quits that you might know. If you're going to play it out of tune, play it out of tune properly. And if it's me and your gran on the bongos, then it's The Fall. Because obviously so many different lineup changes. So then I've got five things written down, and you've got to guess whether he actually did them or not.
Yeah, go for it.
I'll start out with one that I wish I hadn't wrote because it's not as funny as I thought it would be. Told Lauren Laverne live on telly that not to try to be funny.
God, that's just so mean.
What do you think?
Imagine saying that to an interviewer. Yeah, definitely true.
Yeah, it was. She was like trying to get like down to earth sort of joke out of it, because she was like, "Oh, your wife's in the band. Have you ever thought about kicking her out?" And he just said, "Don't try and be funny."
That's so horrible.
He once had a topless fight in the streets of Manchester with Shane McGowan from the Pogues.
True.
No, that's false.
Really?
Yeah.
They probably did, just it wasn't documented.
Probably, to be fair. On the way home from the pub one night in Salford, he was walking past a construction site and noticed no one was guarding it and decided to drive a digger.
False.
No, that's true.
Oh my God.
He only has three chairs in his house.
True?
Yeah, that's true. It was a...
Oh my God.
It was a clip, a snippet from his autobiography where he's just like, "We only have three chairs in my house. One for me, one for the wife, and one for a guest. No more than that. We don't want a hippie squat."
What if you want to sit somewhere else?
And it started... The paragraph started off by saying... it was talking about him saying... if you really want to make it as an artist of any form, just don't have clutter. For instance, we only have three chairs in our house.
Oh my God.
That's good. He owns a dog because he heard Bez was scared of them.
He's just like, "Fuck you, Bez." True.
No, that's false. I just made that one up. Because I realised that...
You've made good ones up, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Well done.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you. I'm glad to...
I feel I don't often... We don't often appreciate each other enough.
No, or just me, really. And I...
You, really.
Right, shall we have a quick game of wrong answers only and then bugger off? Nice. Wrong answers only. What is the new McDonald's burger?
It is the Chilean Feast.
The Chilean...
Where in it, basically, you've got rocks from the Chilean miners. And... So they went and got rocks in the mine, and then it's like an authentic Chilean thing.
All right.
Chi chi chi, le, viva Chile.
Fair enough, that's authentic. I was just gonna.
I think I
was
fucked
say,
up your face.
Oh, you forgot what?
I think I fucked up your face in this painting.
Oh mate.
I've really, it's gone downhill massively, really quickly. I don't know. I'm gonna send you a picture in a bit.
Okay. You best not have done. I'll kick off. The reason I like wrestling.
Because nudity.
Yep, fair. why hasn't there been an episode of Doctor Who where he goes back and stops JFK's assassination?
Because it's on at tea time.
Fair enough. That's probably a right answer.
Yeah, sorry. Got the game wrong.
You got the game wrong. Well, do you want to send a photo to me of what the picture's
looking
like? Yeah,
so I started colouring in your face, and that's where it suddenly went really wrong, really quickly.
God. Did you black
me up? It's really bad, actually. I'm probably going to dry it off and then repaint it.
Send it over.
It's really bad.
Did you black me up?
No, I don't even want to send it. I don't even want to send it now.
Well, send it, because I've got to have an ending review, because that's what the episode's been about.
Oh, God, it's really... I should have just kept it as it was. No, I don't really don't want to send it.
What? Oh, wow. Well,
it looks like you've got an illness.
Oh, dear. It does.
It was going so well. Please, can you send that to your friend? Oh, God.
Wow.
I'm going to have... It's too pink. That's the issue. It's not white enough. Your face is literally pink.
It is, and it's not in real life.
It's because I ran out of paint, and I did it a bit too red. A bit too much red in the... Oh, God. It's gone downhill so quickly.
Oh, mate.
I think I'm going to have to paint over that.
Like I said, before, the onion's really good now, to be fair.
The onion's really good. It's really good onion. I've impressed myself with the onion.
Just not with my face.
I'm going to paint your top and then we'll go from there. Does that sound good?
All right.
I'll send you an update later. And podcast listeners, I'll tweet this when I tweet the episode out.
I'm excited to see the ending result. Right, so what have we learned today, Ben?
We've learned that your face isn't pink and I really shouldn't have painted it pink.
Yeah. that I don't know, I haven't seen Paddington 2.
Yeah, that went on for too long. what colour top do you want?
I don't know, mate. It's your painting. Have your artistic integrity.
Yeah, but it's of you. Oh, God, I don't know. I don't even know what I'm going to do. Why should I do this? Afterwards, I'm just going to have a painting of you in my room. What was my end game with this? Oh, it's all come apart, Lee.
That's amazing.
I'm just going to look up at you in an evening. Hello, Lee. Whenever I do the podcast, I'll just look at that. And I'm like, oh, it's like he's here.
That's nice.
Maybe I'll keep it pink, the face. It's growing on me, but it does look ridiculous.
It does look ridiculous. Okay.
Oh, God, it's so bad.
On that note, shall we go?
Bye.
Bye.